Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
The English language, and in many other languages as well, many words can take on a different meaning depending upon the time in which we live. For example, if we say that someone is well preserved, we are saying that over the years, that person shows a minimal amount of aging despite the years that they have been on this earth. We say that food is well preserved. We're saying that it is unspoiled and that it is safe to eat. But in the Bible, in the Old Testament, when the Lord uses the word preserve, many times He is saying that He is defending that person and protecting him or her from harm. And in the psalm that is before us today, in Psalm 140, that is the way that the psalmist David uses that word. For even though David was in a very difficult situation, in a dangerous situation, and there were many people who were stirring up hatred all around him, the Lord God was preserving him. He was protecting him from being destroyed by his enemies. And so in verse 1 of Psalm 140, he says, "In my distress, I turn to you. Rescue me, O Lord." Hales in Hebrew. Deliver me from the fierce, unrelenting attacks against me by these evil, ungodly men who seek to destroy me just because I belong to you. And though my defeat seems to be imminent, my defeat seems to be fast approaching, I look to you. By your grace, I know that you will give me victory over them. Preserve me, he says. Not fair in Hebrew. Watch over me. Protect me from those violent men who only devise evil things in their hearts. They don't rest until they think of ways to attempt to discredit me and to tear me apart. And so they continually stir up wars. Milhamah in Hebrew. Battles. Confrontations. Disagreements. Designed to do the most harm to the man or to the woman of God. And they're like an army, totally committed to achieve their objectives. So they sharpen their tongues. They twist the truth. And with stinging effectiveness, they lash out with words that are like the fangs of a serpent. They attack with the venomous poison of a viper under their lips, causing me pain and sorrow by their slanderous words. Selah, the psalmist says at the end of that verse. Pause for a moment and consider these words. And may we not be guilty of that kind of behavior. And of that kind of anger and that kind of hatred that inflicts that kind of pain and suffering on others. Keep me, O Lord, the psalmist says in verse 4. Shamer in Hebrew. Keep watch over me. Keep me safe from the hands of the wicked. Men and women who prowl around like wild beasts seeking to devour me. Preserve my life. Protect me from these violent men who have purposed in their hearts to trip up my feet so that I fall into a pit of darkness and of hopelessness and of shame. And as many of us well know, sometimes those attacks are subtle. And they're not easy to see. They're not easy to identify. Sometimes they are obvious. And they come in like a flood. And while at other times, only the Lord can see the evil that is in the hearts and in the minds of those who seek to destroy us. And in verse 5, David adds this, the proud, ge in Hebrew, those who are filled with themselves, those who exalt themselves, they have secretly hidden a trap for me, so that without warning, I might fall into it with cords, with ropes, to bind me so that I might be held captive by their lies. They spread a net, he says, for me by the wayside, magal, by my camp, near my friends. They've set snares for me, mokesh in Hebrew, traps with bait that are designed to entice me. They're ready to distort my words, to question my motives, to condemn my actions, to flatter me, to deceive me, and to deceive others concerning me. And so again, this verse ends with the Hebrew word sele. Pause for a moment. And consider these things and wake up. Be on guard for these things and turn to the Lord for help. Turn to the Lord for wisdom. And so in verse 6, David says, I said to the Lord, you are my God. My hope is in you alone. Give ear, O Lord. Azam. In Hebrew, listen to the voice of my supplications, to my cries for help, O God. For you are my Lord and Master. I belong to you, but I'm weak while you are strong. You are the strength of my salvation, of my deliverance. For only through you will I have victory over my enemies. And in the past, he reminds himself in verse 7, you have covered my head in safety with a shield of protection in the day of battle. Do not grant, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not promote hook. In Hebrew, bring about the completion of their evil schemes. Stop them in their tracks so that they might not be exalted in triumph in their sin and they become even more confident, even more arrogant in their ungodly ways. For the glory of the wicked stands in opposition to the glory of the Lord. Selah. It says again. Pause. And consider the God whom we serve. He will not allow the ungodly to go any further than he decides they should go. And what he allows in our lives is in the end for our good, for our growth, for our correction, for our direction, and for his glory. But Lord, David points out in verse 9, as hunters who surround their prey, so they have surrounded me, and there is no escape. So David prays, and he says, Lord, may the mischief, amav in Hebrew, the wickedness, the unjust words of their lips, cover them, kasach in Hebrew, engulf them and overwhelm them. May burning coals of fire fall upon them. May they be cast into the fire that they have kindled, into the deep pits of their own making, from which they cannot rise again. May the slanderer, whose tongue torments the people of God on this earth, not be established and give the impression that their words are reliable and true. So like a hunter, may evil hunt down these violent men speedily. Madefo in Hebrew, without delay. For I know, David says in verse 12, I'm confident that the Lord will maintain the just cause of the afflicted, for he is our defender. He will vindicate us against their lies and bring justice for the poor. And as surely as God will slay the wicked, surely he will save the oppressed who belong to him. This is the confidence that we have in Christ. So, in verse 13, David concludes his prayer and he says, the righteous in Christ will give thanks to your holy name. The upright in heart will dwell in your presence forever. In Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.